What up, what up, what up? What's up, everybody? And welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. My name's Dukes. I got the crew with me. Griff, Keith, what's happening, fellas?
What's going on?
What up?
Guys, since the past week, some things have happened. But at first, I want to get to number one. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but our beloved city of St. Louis has its birthday this past week.
Really?
We are. I'm saying we because I feel like we're a part of it. Is that's fair, right? To say we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are we? 253?
253.
That's what I thought. That's right. I remember those cakes were a big deal.
Three years ago.
Those were neat, I guess. I know a lot of people like went around the entire city.
They're little Easter eggs sitting around the city.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. A lot of the restaurants and stuff kept them.
Kept the eggs. Yeah.
It'd be a pretty dope like decoration to have.
For yeah. Right? I mean, it's a cake.
Yeah, and it's commemorating. It's a very St. Louis memento.
Let's be honest, it's a marketing thing.
Sure.
But like, that's going to get people through the door. Like, if you're historic, iconic enough to have a cake in front of your establishment.
And there were 250 of them, though, right? Didn't they do 250 cakes around the city?
Oh, did I don't know.
I
if
believe
they did
so.
All of them.
Yeah, I think that was part of the.
Sounds like a little saturated, but.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Listen, it's not
that's a lot
that
of,
big.
That's a lot of bacon, man.
No, it's not.
Baking. Not bacon. Baking for cakes.
Well, they weren't real cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, they were all fake.
You never saw the 250 cakes?
No, I didn't see them, no.
Oh, you were probably still in school when they came out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I still remember. I think I was.
Yeah, they're still
like,
around.
There's
if
like
you
plastic.
Ever see a Yeah, no. If you ever see a birthday cake outside of a restaurant or anything, and it says 250 on it, that's what it's for. Yeah. We celebrate our 250th birthday.
So they just put them in random spots all over the city.
I gotcha.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 1764, right? That's when St. Louis was officially established. They're not exactly sure on the day. They think it's either the 14th or the 15th, though they just celebrate on the 15th.
Okay.
It's
almost surprising they can be that precise that they can get it down to 2 days, you know?
Yeah, right. And fun fact for all you people out there.
Who wrote it down, Keith? Don't give me that look.
Well, yeah, it's real.
Settlers?
They did not.
Fun fact, though.
Go ahead, Dick.
The St. Louis Blues, you know.
Shout out.
We rep that because that. If you didn't know, that the blues note, our logo is a stylized 64th note, I believe. Something along those lines.
I have no idea.
No way.
What that
in
means?
Music, didn't know that
in music theory.
Okay, that's dope.
And that goes to obviously the 1764.
You learn something new every
look
day.
Look that up, people. Look that up.
Blues are celebrating a birthday this year.
Right, right. So, and that goes with the 50 years.
This year,
so.
They're celebrating a birthday?
Yeah.
Yes.
That seems...
The Blues are 50 years old this season.
Slightly obvious. Okay, so a milestone birthday. To say they're celebrating a birthday this year is like, yeah, me too.
Well, yeah. You know? But he wasn't wrong, though.
You got a point. Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't wrong.
Okay, yeah, a milestone birthday is what we're
milestone.
For.
Yes. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for clarifying.
Always here for that.
What else is going on? As we speak right now, is for anyone that cares, is the NBA All-Star Weekend started before right as we started recording?
Celebrity game.
The celebrity game tonight. Then the dunks. All that stuff's on Saturday. Tomorrow, Sunday's the All-Star game.
Yep.
Won't talk too much about that, but. Keith, you're going to be watching that? Griff, you guys are going to be entertaining by that?
I'll probably tune into the All-Star game Sunday night.
I really doubt it.
No.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm off Monday for President's Day, so I'm going to be drinking. So we'll see if I even remember the night.
You can do both.
I was going to say, that sounds like a good night to me.
Definitely not going to remember the game. I can guarantee that.
Who's anybody big in the dunk contests?
I mean, I know it's always
youngins, but...
Yeah, they got youngins, but you know, I'm going with Aaron Gordon, who is he's the favorite from last year.
Okay, oh, dude, that dude had some sick dunks last year.
Yeah, he's my pick, and then for the 3-point contest, I'm also taking the favorite, which is Klay Thompson.
Klay, yeah, he won it last year, right?
I don't know. I guess, did he? I don't know who won it last year. I guess he did.
I wouldn't bet my house on it, but for some reason, I think he did.
He's heavily, well, he's not heavily, but he's favored the most. So
isn't like a center or power forward in the three-point contest this year?
It could be. The league's gotten weird, man. There's some big guys who can shoot.
I think Joel Embiid, who's the center for the Sixers, he like talked about, he wanted to be in it, but he wasn't in it. But and even if he was, he got hurt. So he's not even going to be in any of the stuff.
Oh, I didn't know he got hurt. That's a bummer.
Well, he actually didn't get, the only thing he would be in was like tonight, I think they have, it's like Team World versus Team USA, which is like basically the sophomore versus rookie game.
So,
but with European players.
So, and that, United States is just going to dominate.
I don't know. I kind of like the world roster, but.
They have the entire world against one country. But and I'm still going to take the odds for one country.
You have to, like, you have to fill that age, though. Like, you know, they're not going to have Dirk out there.
So it's like.
It's basically like the sophomore versus rookie.
Like the hockey one.
Yeah.
Where they had like North America, the World Cup of Hockey and
kinda,
all that.
Kind
of,
yeah. It's like, okay. There's not like a rule, but it's, yeah.
I got you. It's not a tournament. It's just a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what's going on here. What's anything going on with you guys? How you guys doing?
As of last Friday, I got really pissed off leaving here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Heated. I know. It's another car thing, but goddamn, Sue Lard, man.
Uh-oh.
Dude, it just pisses me off. So this guy, I'm just trying to get on the highway, go home, you know, start my night out. Guy throws on his hazards right in the middle just to drop somebody off. I think it was an Uber driver.
Classic.
Oh, dude. I was so pissed. Because it was like, dude, there's three parking spots open right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. But no, you got to throw your hazards on. And then they're sitting there chit-chatting for like 15 minutes, it felt like. And I'm sitting there just steaming, you know, just boiling over like... Just wanted to roll down my window and just yell, like, get the f*** out of my way, you know? Yeah. That was self-censored. Nice. But yeah, it pissed me the fuck off, man.
You're actually lucky that he put his hazards on. The classic, I didn't know this until I moved down here, but the ultimate classic Soulard thing is people, like, no one knows where they're going down here. And it's kind of weird because...
It's obvious nobody knows where the fuck they're going down.
Definitely shows.
Some intersections have stop signs, some don't, so you don't really know. So it's like this weird traffic thing. And what they'll do, a lot of people, majority of people, will just stop. Like, they'll just stop at an intersection and then just, like, look at their phone and see, like, well, you know, where am I going? I don't know where I am. But they won't do anything. They'll just stop. And so you're either behind them or on the other way, and you have to, like, really look at their face like, okay, this guy's not looking. I'm going to go. You know, it's, like, not. But that happens all the time. I also have something for you, Keith. I came across a all-time first last week, over this past week. I've never seen this in my entire life happen. And it was almost bad. I mean, really bad. Down here, if you go down Broadway down here, and you hop onto 55, it's a weird on ramp where you do like a loop.
It's like the shortest on ramp ever.
And then it's a super short on ramp. So
piss off.
You really got to get going on there. And it's a known thing for drivers that are on this highway on 55 that we're talking about, that if you come up to this section of the highway, you have to know that there's a possibility that if you know, like, it's such a short on ramp that you, like, you almost get over it just because, you know, you, like, you don't want to go there. So I'm behind this guy, okay, and we're going around this loop and we're getting on the highway, and it's right about that time where you got to start picking it up, like, going, because it's such a short on ramp. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I come around the turn, I start going, I just have to slam on my brakes. This guy, he came to a complete stop.
What?
And had his left blinker flashing like he was going to, like,
go from zero to a highway.
Like, it was an on ramp.
Yeah, and, like, and he was at the merge part.
And it was such a short on ramp that I guess he thought, I don't know what he was thinking, because it's a highway.
Dude,
and
how the fuck are you gonna get to speed?
Like, you should have hit this dude, got him up to speed, and then
he was gonna get hit. Man, I'd be horrified,
dude. That's
you should have seen him merge, like, onto the highway.
If you've ever been, I'm sure at some point in your life, right, you've had to pull over on the shoulder of the highway, right?
Yeah.
Even then. I mean, I start going. I get up to like 45 on the shoulder before I'm going to go over.
Exactly.
You don't just go from the shoulder to 60 mile per hour traffic, right?
It's first day shit.
Because somebody can come out of nowhere and just smoke you.
Especially something like this where the on-ramp is from this living room. And we always talk about how people, like you were saying, we talked about it numerous times about people not getting up to speed or going slow. He came to a legit stop and had his left blinker on like, okay, I'm coming out there.
How
like,
we do this, bro? This
did you get the age of this dude?
Oh, yeah.
Old.
I ripped this dude. I mean, I legit, I lost my mind.
How old do you look?
Oh, he was probably 40-ish. But,
oh, man. Middle-aged man doing this?
Middle-aged man, yeah.
We're talking like close to the prime of your life and you're fucking up like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That dude should get slapped.
Come on. No excuse.
None at all.
What I did was...
How dare him?
As soon as I came to the stop, I was honking, right? But I held on the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
He merges over. Luckily, there was no one coming. He got lucky.
So you get the eye contact going?
So what I did, So I drive up directly next to him, and we're both going, I mean, we're literally going about 35 miles an hour on this highway because we're just getting up to speed.
Oh, God.
But I'm driving right next to him, just staring at him the whole time, like giving him like the look, man. I'm just giving the look. Like, it was almost like a parent's like, I'm disappointed at you look. Like, bro, you know better, man.
Yeah.
You know
better.
Like, you're a grown, like, what you guys said. I gave him the look like, you're a grown ass man. No, you know better than this.
I wouldn't have given him that look.
Well, I gave him a lot more than that, but that was like the start.
So mine would just be anger.
So I started going crazy, right? And then I'm like, you know what? I don't got time for this. Guy's a fucking loser. Like, I don't got time. So I drive away. I get up to about 50, 60. I look in my rear view. I mean, he's causing problems. I blew him away and he had been doing 40. People were like, he's in the middle lane. I just see people going left, right, around him. I'm like, God, this guy
is
going to...
He's just cutting traffic in half.
This guy's going to hurt somebody.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Was it a shitty car? Nice car?
It was a shitty van, like an old shitty minivan.
I call heroin addict.
Oh, safe bet, I feel like.
I call heroin addict for sure.
I don't know, man.
Because like, dude, no, or just stoned out of his mind.
I'm hoping that
he's just a terrible driver.
I'm hoping that it was his first time in St. Louis. That's what I'm hoping for.
But that's not an excuse, Nick.
That's not an excuse.
You can't do that anywhere.
I know, but it is. I don't want to give the guy any benefit, but it is a very awkward on-ramp. Still, he has no right to do it.
Yeah, but you're going to have screwy on-ramps like that in every city, I feel like.
You can also just sit on the shoulder until you feel comfortable to merge. Like, just drive on the shoulder. Yeah. I've seen people do
that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if push came to shove in that situation.
So yeah, that was my moment. I had a driving moment too.
Oh, okay. I had one in the last week also, guys. It's been rough out there.
Dude.
So on Gravoy, in like the middle of Gravoy, busy road, I'm behind this woman and she just stops. And so I'm behind her and like the cars are whizzing by to the left of me. Like, I can't get over to get around her. She stops, no flashers, no nothing. Just stops. So I'm like, what's going on here, lady? I get over, and she's just sitting there on her phone.
No.
Oh, dude.
She stopped in the lane?
In the middle of freewheeling traffic, she just stops.
The worst.
Doesn't pull to the side, just stops and takes up the right lane.
The worst thing.
I hope you get hit.
Yeah,
for
real.
Is those people on the phone that are on their GPS trying to follow their GPS or whatever.
And just stop. I think that's what she did.
Yeah. And they're sitting there slowing down. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, get some glasses.
Yeah.
If you're illiterate, learn how to read.
It will speak to you. It will tell you
where to go. It will tell you what street and which way to turn onto it. Look for the street.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, if shit goes wrong, you can't just stop in the middle of traffic on a busy road.
No.
Can't do it.
No.
It's not an option.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not great.
Well,
but on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers reported this week for some spring ball.
Okay.
All right.
Fired up about that.
He's happy. He's
kind of pissed off. Reyes went down.
Okay.
We'll fight through this. We'll fight through this.
You know what? When it comes to this podcast, and I'm whatever you report, I'm gonna go with because I honestly don't know.
Anti-baseball, right?
But I'm just saying. Like, I'm not saying you're allowed, but you just gotta know.
Anti-America?
You just gotta say. You gotta know that.
I think he is.
You just gotta know that. Like, whatever you say, I'm just gonna nod my head and be like, okay, because I honestly just don't know. So I agree with you. Whatever you say, as far as Cardinals baseball, you know way better than I do.
I am the truth.
So baseball fans. There you go. What else? Oh, the big thing next weekend, guys. By the time this comes out, I guess we'll have another. We're gonna do an episode next week, okay? Because 2 weeks we're gonna do one at some point next week. Maybe not the normal time. Maybe
okay. Yeah,
because in 2 weeks, the first weekend of March, we'll be off. I am going out of town.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll figure that out. But
you side guys note, see, when Dugan's out, we're all out. When I'm out, they report here. So it doesn't show when he can't make it. All right, you guys will never know when true. Dugan can't make it.
That is true. Griff really got the bad end on that one.
I'm like the U.S. Postal Service. I'm here, rain, sleet, snow, man.
Yeah. Assholes came from work and has to go back to work.
I know.
Really making me look like shit.
Yeah.
But hats off to you, Keith.
You do a good enough job at that yourself.
Ooh.
Sick burn.
Really hurt my feelings. I'm just going to sit here for a while.
Griff, I'm saying you better hope that you don't get benched coming up here, because if you came to this recording, just cleared out a strep throat.
I did it.
And whoa. One of us comes down, I feel like...
Hey, the doc said I'm not contagious.
There's
going to
be a suspension,
bro.
Possibly a fine.
What?
Going into that.
I'm throwing you a beating.
What?
And a physical abuse.
Catch me outside, bro. But...
But guys, we're only 1 week away. 1 week away from Mardi Gras.
Yes, indeed.
How we feeling?
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Is it safe to say that's... I heard that we're the second biggest.
We are.
North America. I tried looking that up. I couldn't find anything that said that we were number two.
I think I've looked it up. I found that before.
In the country.
Number two in the country. Yeah, of course. Of course, Carnival. Yeah,
we can't do New Orleans. We can't outdo New Orleans.
Yeah, and then New Orleans cannot do Brazil.
So. Yeah.
True.
I was going to say.
Whew. But yeah, when you talk about St. Louis, the one thing that that we basically, with far celebrations, we own, I mean, that's Mardi Gras. This place is going to be insane, especially with us, where we record here, being basically in the heart of it. They call it the city, according to my mail, they call it the red zone. We are officially
We're in the red zone.
Zone.
All right. Yeah, this is Mardi Gras City right here.
Sounds threatening.
It does. That is, yeah, that's like where you don't want to be, right?
Why not a yellow?
Well, you can't park there, so they don't want your cars there.
Purple zone.
Yellow's across to Brussels. So yellow's right over there.
Oh, there is a yellow.
There
zone.
Is a yellow.
Okay.
Is there a purple zone?
No purple. It's only red and yellow.
Now they're screwing up.
But they really only do it for parking. Like, you can only park in yellow.
I figured, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do something next week, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But by the time you hear the next episode, Mardi Gras will already have been over by then. But just know that there will be some talk of that next week.
The festivities.
Because we'll all be there.
We will be there. I've been there most years since we were like 16.
I'll be there physically.
I was gonna say, and just let's just hope that at some point
I'll probably check out Mount Floyd.
Yeah.
We just hope that we can survive, right? That's the main goal, Mario.
Yeah, hasn't killed me yet.
It's surviving.
So. Yeah, last year was pretty rough for me.
I feel like it's every year. That's how it goes.
It's just always amazing when like 6 o'clock rolls around in Mardi Gras and you think it's 5 a.m. and it's like, no, it's 6 p.m.
Two years ago, we went to bed so early that I woke up and I was in somebody else's house. I was in like a really dark room and I thought it was Monday morning and I was late for work.
Yeah.
Because I just had like the best sleep ever. I woke up just completely out of it. But it was like actually still, it was like Sunday morning at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
Really?
It's one of I was like freaking out. Then I realized I wasn't. I mean, it just puts you in a whole nother mindset.
It does. It really screws up your inner clock when you start drinking at 7 a.m.
It's literally 7 a.m.
So, not great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Guys, let's get on to the good stuff. Keith, theory of the week?
Oh, yeah. Okay, gentlemen, theory of the week this week. Crisis actors.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We're diving back into Alex Jones territory, are we?
Apparently.
Pizzagate action?
No Pizzagate. This is crisis actors.
Oh, okay. I
know. So these are people that are already in place at these terrible, terrible events that happen in... I guess across the world. I don't know how wide-reaching this is. But they're the only people to get interviewed by the big cable news and the local broadcasts. So there's video clips of this girl at the recent shooting in Florida at the airport. She was interviewed by CNN. And then 15 minutes later, actually at the end of the CNN video, sorry, let me go back really quick. At the end of the CNN video, you see her get up. She's in a Michigan blue, like Michigan, the college, blue shirt with a big bright yellow M on it. So at the end of the video, she gets up, and then like 15 minutes later, CNBC is interviewing her with a hat on, and she put glasses on.
What?
Yeah.
Same hoodie?
Same shirt.
I mean, everything. Sweatshirt, yeah.
It's the same person.
What?
What it's type of sicko puts on a glass? Glasses in a hoodie.
Same person, right?
What?
She's getting interviewed by MSNBC.
Okay.
And why is she the only one getting talked
to? Yeah, yeah. Who cares about Michigan? You know what I mean? Student.
And this,
or fan.
This goes back to Sandy Hook. Goes back to Orlando.
Yeah,
there's always like everything. Two or three people getting interviewed by the same news network.
You know, now that you say that, it kind of does seem like that sometimes.
And
well, it doesn't stop there, does it, Keith?
And these people are at multiple events too.
There you go. That's that's where the people get into.
No yes. way.
These well, people.
Yeah, no way is the right response.
there was one girl that internet theorists. Claim to have seen at the Boston bombing, Sandy Hook, Orlando, and the recent one in Florida.
Wow.
At the airport.
That's a busy schedule.
And there is pictures out of this girl.
And what do you think? What are we thinking?
I don't know, man.
About looks, like the pictures looks wise.
They look very similar.
Yeah.
I have not investigated this very much, and I don't have like facial recognition software.
Right.
So I can't really claim to know,
right.
But they look very similar. I mean, it's pretty average. I mean, she's a cute looking girl, but pretty average, like brown hair, brown eyes. So like, could be anybody, but.
Can we think for a second how cool of a job it would be though?
No.
It'd be a horrific job. You'd have to be terrible one job. Of the worst people.
Why?
Ever. Because you'd have to be aware.
Okay, you're going to bad events. You'd have to know what's happening. Yeah.
You'd have to be aware of horrible conspiracy to either murder people in large scale or make it appear that people have been murdered.
I'm just saying, like, if bad things happen, then you get the call and you just go and, like, you give an that's true. You'd be lying, like, through your teeth. Yeah, that is really bad.
You'd be behind the curtain.
It's like one of those things that, like, once I said it out loud, it's like, oh.
But wait, guys. That's bad. There's more.
Oh.
A father at the Sandy Hook incident.
Oh no!
Was seen smiling, laughing.
Oh no!
Before he got up and he took deep breaths like an actor getting in character, ready for a role. Like a.
Oh no!
Yeah. Like some deep breaths, and then he goes up to the microphone and just crocodile tears.
See that type of stuff
video?
Never. That
on
stuff
video.
That stuff never shakes like, me though.
This was.
What do you mean?
I mean,
I'm a psychopath?
No, yeah, maybe. Or maybe.
That, see, if I saw something like that, that'd be a game changer.
People deal with grief in weird ways. That's like the Amanda Knox thing. They say she was like doing cartwheels and yada, yada.
Yeah,
like, okay. After that. So people deal with grief in their own way, man. I've watched, you know, lots of loss in my family and people. You tell funny, like even right away, you start telling funny stories about that person that you just lost. And yeah, you'll laugh and then you'll cry 2 seconds later.
But this is like immediately a on location what you're talking about?
Man, yeah, it's a wave of emotions.
That's kind of crazy.
Though. This wasn't like, this wasn't on screen until after his huff puffs and then he walks up to the microphone.
Oh.
And starts.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. It's a little nutty.
Yeah.
I always feel like trying to read into people's reactions to personal tragedies is a tough thing to try to do. That's a tough nut to try to crack. Everybody does it.
That's true. I mean, I do hear what you're saying.
Very true.
And it also is tough, like, trying to call out, you know, a Sandy Hook father and, like, you know, like, that stuff, too.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, Keith, give me what percentage are you giving this here? Like, where does this fall on your spectrum of theory of
believability?
Of
my spectrum of believability?
I could see something like this.
That's a zero.
Can't you see a news network just having somebody just like throw Keith out there again?
Okay.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
But you're going to say.
You can't tell me like a program director for Fox or somebody's not going to be like, hey, Keith's over there. Get Keith out there again.
But saying that's different than saying that like there are paid, you know, like
a lot of people think
government, a lot of people think like Sandy Hook was faked. And that these people were actors that were there. Like the whole family, all of them were paid actors. There was no real shooting at Sandy Hook. and there was no real shooting at the Orlando nightclub. There was that all these people were paid actors. And so that is completely.
So are we talking crisis actors?
Ass shit bonkers.
For well, the government or for like news networks?
The crazy shit is, I don't know who.
Okay.
I don't know who it's for. I'm sure if I dove in a little bit farther.
It kind of sounds like maybe government.
I don't think it's government. I would say it would be something like corporation. Somebody with an agenda.
Okay.
I don't think it'd be the government. That's too much to go through for the government.
It's too much to go through for anybody.
Well, yeah, obviously. But a lot of these people are finding out that these people also have IMDb pages.
I've heard.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Pizzagate, yeah, the guy that did the Pizzagate shooting.
He worked on a crew on one movie at one point,
and he has his own IMDb page.
Yes,
yeah,
it doesn't take much to have your own IMDb page.
That's true. I have. I'm on IMDb page.
Are you really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
All I used to do is like be on one, be a actor in one commercial, be a like in Nick made a film.
So I don't have my own film. I'm on an IMDb page though.
I'm just saying.
I mean, my own page.
But back to your question on my scale of realness.
Yeah. Let's get to that.
Give it 50%.
Oh, wow. That's so fucking crazy.
Griff seems like he's going way lower.
I'm going a solid zero.
Solid zero?
Yeah.
You're not giving it even like an ounce of daylight.
It doesn't pass the, like, I don't even raise my eyebrow.
Dude,
like,
I think
this is just a...
Maybe it's just you're not slick enough to catch it, Griff.
For real, dude?
I'm a sheeple. I'm a sheep, and I'm just out here walking around blind in the world.
Like, I think... There are some major, powerful people in this world, and I could see them pushing a certain agenda.
Sure.
And I could see them using pawns in order to effectively pursue their agenda like this. So I give it a 50-50.
What's their agenda then? Like, because it's just all over the place.
Well, let me tell you where I stand.
Unless their agenda is, like what a lot of people say, gun control was... Why, like Sandy Hook was placed so that people could push for gun control.
I think it's
stuff,
a scared division nonsense, tactic. That's the way I would look at it.
Okay, so
you're automatically lumping people.
You're polarizing people one group and another?
Yeah. Because, like...
Sure.
That's
if you were to do such a thing.
Like, you see, like, there's trillionaires in this world, man. I guarantee it.
There might be.
Like, nobody on record, but I think... Some Middle Eastern prince or something.
Yeah.
It's just a trillionaire pulling strings across the world. And I think there's a lot of pawns in this game. I don't know.
Okay.
I believe in Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is normally the right explanation. And that means that something that complicated and that complex means probably not.
And it also could just be like Nick said, a news network with an actor on hand.
That's what I was going to say. That's the thing that I can see. I give it some percentage. I don't know what, but I kind of feel like with you, Keith, the thing that I could see is a news networks using it to push a narrative or push an angle, you know, just to have somebody. I mean, news networks do a lot of schemey, like underground dumb shit that nobody knows about. And I don't know. It is a stretch even for them for something like this. But if that came out, I wouldn't be like mind blown.
Okay, where you're coming from. I would give more than a 0%. So you're saying it's like this, like, tragedy really happened. We need a good interview.
Yeah.
God damn, Keith does a good tragedy interview. Let's get him. Like,
we'll tell Keith.
That seems unlikely, but much more likely than the idea that we're going to stage massacres and have actors.
Yeah. I'm not on the massacre. I'm just kind of on the thing like, hey, we're going to report this story this way. We're going to report this angle. Get Keith out there and ask him some questions, and Keith, give some answers that give sufficient some talk about that angle. That's the only thing that I can see.
I mean, like, everybody knows the government's spying on us. Like, I think all three of us believe that for sure.
We talked about that last week, right?
Yeah. The NSA is definitely spying on us. So
that's like a proven fact.
Yeah. But to allow these things to happen, like, I don't know, man. Like, because then that just becomes a police state.
What if it's not allowing?
To prevent law.
But what if it's a cover up, though? Like, oh, damn, this happened. Somebody get him out there. You know what I mean? Like, what if it's a cover up, like a defense thing? Like, get Keith out there. Oh, God, we got another massacre. Get Keith out there ASAP. You know, like.
Yeah.
Like
that's the way I'd look at it. But, like,
I hear you.
I don't know. I guess they can't, like, they have to let. Because that would kind of be, like, against all of our rights, correct? If they stopped a crime before it was committed.
Well, that depends. If someone, I guess, if someone is in imminent danger, then you can stop a crime. So, like, if I know you're about to murder somebody, I can stop you from
murdering that person. True. Yeah.
To protect people or property, you can stop a crime from happening.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I dig it, though. I like it. It's an interesting thought because.
I'll send you the link after this.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to post that.
I remember hearing about the theory for the first time like 2 years ago, driving my cousin Logan, shout out Logan, back to Quincy.
Shout out.
And he was babbling this theory in my ear, and I was just like, no.
Yeah, you shot this one. So
I immediately
really
did some research on it back then. It's just
truth hurts.
I saw everything I needed to know in my research. That this is just nonsense.
Man, if you're listening out there with the Michigan sweatshirt, we're looking for you.
It's her, and then there's a couple other ones. There was one girl that claimed to be a classmate of the Sandy Hook shooter, and then she was interviewed again for something else and had a different name. But
there are always those people out there that claim to link themselves to tragedies for like sympathy and stuff like that.
Yes.
There was that one comedian.
Well, you're 15 minutes.
Who claimed he was supposed to be at like the World Trade Center on 9/11, and he wasn't. Fell out. The guy was in the league, I think.
Yeah.
The guy's caught a lot of hell for that.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a victim of that?
I think he was a young up and coming comedian, and saying he was supposed to be there like got him some attention.
Using it for the 15 minutes to bump it up a little bit.
Gotcha. And some people are nuts and just like want to be on camera.
And that is exactly just the worst possible thing you could do.
You shouldn't do that.
It's the worst way to gain fame.
It's totally, I'm not big on the whole, you know, like going nuts, shaming people, but it's shame. You deserve shame.
Shame. Yeah. Shame. Shame. Yeah, I really hope that guy.
That for sure, Cersei Lannister. Shame that bitch.
I hope that guy I hope his publicist didn't okay that move.
I hope his publicist slap
probably didn't know.
I hope so.
You can make up that lie in your
head.
That's
when you get dropped. You get dropped.
Right? Yeah, I think it took people a couple years to be like, what? That doesn't add up, bro.
Okay. Well, Keith, I like it, man. If you're out there and you got some thoughts on this, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, or email us anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. We always want to know. We want to hear from you and know what you guys think. Are we crazy? I don't know. I kind of like that one.
We are crazy, but it's okay.
We're not the only one.
It's okay, all right? We're not the craziest. That's for certain.
Okay. Let's move on, man. Let's get into
Can I dive right into a real conspiracy?
Let's dive the weekly weirdness. You want to take it? Okay.
I feel like we should go from that to.
Let's go. Segue
after Timmy.
To a real conspiracy that just happened.
Oh, baby.
Most of you have probably heard about this a little bit, but it is the most absurd thing I've heard in a long time.
Oh wow!
So we're gonna talk about it.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Kim Jong Nam.
Oh, dude. So many thoughts on this.
This is a hacky spy novel. That's what I thought right away. But once again, I'm going to have my thoughts like, is this real life? Because this does not read like
real
life.
Fill me in, because I only saw headlines.
Kim Jong-nam. He is the older half-brother of Kim Jong-un.
Actually, the heir to the throne.
The original heir. The original heir to the North Korean leadership role. He got this role taken away as he tried to sneak into Japan to go to Disneyland. We'll stop there for a second.
That poor guy.
Breathe that in. He would have been the leader of his country, but he really wanted to go to Disneyland.
He just wanted to go to Disneyland?
Yeah. Well,
like that's it?
Well, you understand North Korea is uber anti all things West.
I know, but.
So Disney is like the epitome of the West. You know, it's one of our most famous, the West's most famous, iconic things.
I feel for that guy,
and
man.
So his papa
Disney
wasn't exactly the nicest, most friendly guy. Didn't take too kindly to that. Yeah. So he fell out of favor with his father after that.
God.
He was also apparently a giant Eric Clapton fan and spotted at Clapton concerts all over the world.
So how's he still getting money?
How are you going to punch that guy for rocking out, man?
He was most certainly not getting money from the North Korean government.
Apparently
so
not.
He was in, where was he? Do you know what city?
Thailand?
He was
in an airport
Southeast
or something?
Asian. So,
yeah,
somewhere.
He was out.
Malaysia.
He had been saying, it might be Malaysia. God, it's so much like a Zoolander thing. He'd been put on a hit, kill, something list by the North Korean government. But supposedly he'd gotten himself off of that. He wrote some letter to his younger half-brother, who's now the supreme leader of North Korea. And was supposedly taken off this list. He left. He'd been protected in an area of China by the Chinese government for the last several years. He left, though, to go do something. Probably see Clapton or Mickey Mouse.
Just wanted to rock out, man.
Yeah, yeah. And <It's good. laughs> and so he's at the airport, and he gets assassinated. But now, let me tell you how he got assassinated.
Okay.
There is camera footage, and if you look this up, you will see a picture of a girl, a small a Japanese-looking girl, wearing a shirt that says LOL in giant letters. She is one of the assassins.
Wow.
There have been two women and one man arrested. Here's how the ploy went. These two girls thought they were on a game show. They were told by a man that you go around and you spray the stuff in people's face and we'll give you money. We'll give you a couple bucks. So they went around and they sprayed multiple people, like whoever the people told them to. Everybody was fine. They got, like, you know, their payoff for each one. The last one was Kim Jong-nam.
No way, dude. That
it wasn't water anymore.
That is some Zoolander
it was,
shit.
It was some type of neurotoxin.
Oh, my God.
They sprayed him with that. He started, you know, having a minor seizure or whatever, and eventually died.
See,
at least this is what the girls are claiming. This is their story.
Wow. I was going to say, I heard conflicting evidence because I heard it was a rag put over his mouth with the neurotoxin.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what I read a few hours ago.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Wow. Well, if it's that way, Griff, you're right by saying that is some Zoolander shit.
Right? Yeah. Especially if it was in Malaysia.
Yeah, true.
It sounds like straight out of a Tom Clancy novel.
That is what I'm saying.
That's like some, like, yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said a hacky spy novel. Like, yeah, it does not seem like real life.
Who is Kim Jong... What's his...
Kim Jong-nam?
Kim Jong-nam's handler. To allow this to happen.
Where's his security at?
You know what I mean?
I don't know if he had much of it anymore.
Like, that guy thought he was just cool.
He's
just
out of the great. Yeah.
He was good?
I guess he thought he was good, which he should have known better.
See, that's what happens, man. They catch you slipping like that one time.
Like, they're saying North Korea would have no good reason to, like, want him dead. You know, like, he's not a threat to the power. He's not.
So why go?
He hasn't spoken out against it. Just pure, you know, it's a little malicious attack.
I mean,
yeah, it's just pure being.
Just because he wanted to see Mickey Mouse and rock out, man.
Because his little brother's a fucking prick.
Man,
that's all.
I don't
there
know.
Is
his little brother also killed his uncle.
Yeah, yeah, but his uncle apparently had tried to do like a de facto coup. Yeah,
nice. Yeah. Should have happened.
Yeah, well, he probably wouldn't have been any better, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. God, power is such a crazy thing.
Yeah, it is, especially in the Hermit Kingdom. It's wild.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
God, that is so crazy. Yes. How much power could just change a person like that?
Yeah, the fact that this does seem like, you know, like an Austin Powers villain's move to try to kill somebody, and go look at the Kim Jong, the Kim family. They are like the evil villain.
Yeah, they're savages.
They're so straight comic. Savages. They're so like comical in the old sense of the word. They don't seem like real people.
I hear what you're
like,
saying.
They seem like a supervillain, like something you would make up as a supervillain, but they're real. And it's nuts.
I mean.
And so they killed somebody with like a little, like a clown water spraying flower is what I've got.
I really
so
think,
crazy.
Well, they're pretty educated. The brothers were, correct?
Normally, I think the Kim family, like they
were educated
in Western
Europe.
Education.
Yeah.
They get fake names, fake identities, and go to like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he went to like...
Which is pretty... He went somewhere...
Oxford or Cambridge, yeah, I believe.
Pretty standard a lot of times for, you know, dictators' children and stuff. Like they have billions and billions of dollars at their disposal that they're stealing from their country.
So yeah.
That they can...
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds really hacky. I think this would have... It could have gone down a little bit smoother. You know,
what, this assassination?
Yeah, I guess they don't have like the technology.
The fact that it worked, that's what I was saying to Dugan before, like this sounds like a crazy, like it worked, but like it seems like this could have gone wrong in so many, like as the person planning this out, you have to like, this could just go wrong so many different
ways. I just
ways.
Like imagine
there
like
has a, to be a cleaner way to
I
do
just
this.
Imagine the guy like in front of the boardroom of all like the big heads and him being like proposing this and being like, yes, that's how we're going
to
do
pick
it.
They picked two random girls to make them think that they're going to do a game show and make them be the assassins.
Maybe they were hypnotized and like they had a trigger word that these guys knew.
Like relax.
We're just like
like Zoolander. Yes,
exactly like Zoolander. Like
I think this literally took the plot of Zoolander.
Is this Mugatu?
It was Will Ferrell.
Mugatu out. Who loved Mugatu out?
Damn it.
Yeah, that was. Wow.
Yeah.
Some wild, wild world out there.
That is real, people.
Speaking about wild world.
What you got, Keith?
Did you guys hear about the new wild animal coming into the world?
The woolly mammoth.
The woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's about to be genetically spliced with an Asian elephant.
See, I have a problem
possibly,
with that.
Possibly, though.
That's not a real woolly mammoth, though. That's a half woolly mammoth.
Well, we don't
talk
know.
Talk to me when you got the real deal.
We don't know the double helix structure of a woolly mammoth, so we have to replace it with other.
I know. Which apparently they could breed with Asian elephants if they were both around today. So it's close enough.
Their chromosomes or whatever. Yeah, that close
enough.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's like a liger.
It's exactly what it's like, Keith.
Yeah, exactly. Besides, it's not a predator and it eats stuff. Napoleon
Dynamite's not a giant fan. Yeah, I digress.
Yeah, I mean. But yes, woolly mammoth.
Yeah, right.
I think the nuttiest part about this is they're just frozen in the middle of Siberia, like almost perfect specimens.
Oh, dude. Well, dude, not like whole animals, though.
Oh yeah. Like fur and
entire babies. Entire babies.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. They haven't found a ton of entire specimens, but they found a ton of pieces of them. They'll find entire trunks and stuff. Oh, yeah. In Siberia, in Russia, there's an entire black market about this, about finding woolly mammoths.
Whoa. They sell the tusk.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time.
What?
And, oh, yeah.
I thought they were frozen with like the chromosomes.
I was watching a whole documentary on this like last weekend. The main scientist who's trying to clone them has eaten a piece of woolly mammoth meat.
Ew. What?
Yeah.
What?
He said it didn't taste too bad.
What?
It's like a million years old.
It's like 10,000 years old. Chill out.
What? It's insanity, yeah, man.
But it's been frozen in the permafrost. Perfectly preserved for 10,000 so
get
years.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah. And so they think that they're going to clone them. Also, I don't know if you've heard this.
Say, do we need to do this? I mean, do we need to do this, though? Like, why?
We actually might need to. There's theories out there that... So the permafrost in Siberia is melting so fast.
Yeah.
And they think one of the reasons is there's supposed to be giant herds of woolly mammoths out there that would help naturally regulate the emissions of gas, and they'd eat the plants that bring in too much warmth and lead to the melting. So they're talking about the most efficient way to fix this problem might be to clone the woolly mammoth and reinstate woolly mammoth herds in Siberia.
My mind is going to explode.
I know. And when I was listening to this and listening to like legitimate people saying this, no way.
Was anybody laughing?
Once again,
when they said
this is movie. No, these people are dead. I mean, this is billions of dollars of research.
No, these people. Well,
I can't deal with this.
It's also Russian research. So,
I
can't deal with this.
I think a lot of it was in South Korea and Japan.
And China.
But they get all the stuff from Russia.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Jurassic Park, dude.
I know. Two movies.
I just can't deal
Two movies with coming true right in front of our eyes, people.
No shit.
Yeah. And the thing.
Time to get up.
That's just, yeah.
Was that John Mellencamp? Who was that?
I think it might be John Mellencamp.
You son of a bitch.
The Authority song.
Yeah, I know my John Cougar. Anyway, this is, they say 2 years, right? Something before?
Two years out.
Which is crazy. That's new that they're saying 2 years. Because like the documentary I was watching, which was probably shot 6 months ago, the guys were saying like within 50 years.
Within
they're saying
50?
They were saying like it could be much sooner, but like they're saying no doubt within 50. And now they're saying like within 2. So they must have had
some kind of breakthrough.
Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk says we're going to be traveling to the end of our fucking universe at the end of
The universe? Well,
yeah.
The
galaxy.
The galaxy. Okay.
Yes. The end of the galaxy, like it's a plane ride within like 30 years.
That sounds so impossible.
Yeah.
We can't, like, we don't, we have no real way to
get
to.
What's the propulsion system on this? You
so,
know what I mean?
There are propulsion systems that I think could get us close to the speed of light over a very long time. But they start off super slow because you can't use, like, rockets and stuff they're not efficient enough. Eventually, to get going fast enough and far enough, you have to get more gas and more gas, and eventually you reach a point where it just doesn't, the math doesn't add up. But there's this one thing where I think it involves like microwaves, and it's microwaves propulsion. It's some crazy shit that NASA worked out. And they're saying over like a 100-year period of time, it could get you close to like the speed of light. Whoa. But the first 50 years, you're going to be going real slow. Like, you're going to be crawling.
Can we like focus on like creating new parts for me? Because I live life like there's going to be new parts made for me.
Well, it all comes together, man. You know,
like, I hope so.
That's the way science works, right?
It's, yeah.
Each field, they make a discovery, and then they can implement that discovery and knowledge into a different field.
Yep.
So keep ticking away, people. I don't want to die.
This is the coolest time to be
living. Let me live forever. Yeah.
Science is crazy, man. What a time, right?
Futurism is like absolutely nuts if you get into what Elon Musk thinks is going to happen, Ray Kurzweil. Like,
besides the AI thing.
The AI thing is super scary.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't want to be a cyborg.
Well, the idea is you don't want to be like part technology.
No, not at all. I guess I already am. I'm attached to my smartphones.
Yeah. In a way, in a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm addicted to this thing. If this thing's not in my pocket and I think it's supposed to be in my pocket, I freak out. We are.
To some extent, we're going to like merge with different types of technology. Now, to what extent is the question?
I'm not getting any chip in me. Zero. Yeah. Zero microchips.
They don't have
like
to put
that
it in you, right? They don't even have to. It's just, it's right there.
Who knows, they're already programming me by my phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be internal. Like, you have an external chip that you choose to use and... all your information and tell where you're going and tell what
honestly,
you're buying.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they're like, who knows, man? 10 years from now, like, we could, who knows?
Well, it's the, Moore's Law, right? You know what Moore's Law is? I feel like I've talked about this
you
on
have
the show
talked about
before.
It before, but I don't remember.
It's like technology.
It's a crazy theoretical, but it's held true to this point that it is that technology accelerates. I can't think of the type of equation, but a type of equation that gets, it's an exponentially bigger. So...
So it's like snowball type.
Yeah.
I've said this before.
So like you build a computer and that computer allows you to build a better computer, which allows you to build an even better computer. And it compounds on itself. And eventually you start going, it's just like the thing that's going to get you to the speed of light. You start real slow, but once you eventually pass a tipping point and you start going just super fast, straight up on the chart, that's when shit's supposed to get real crazy, if Moore's Law holds true. Anyway, that's enough of me nerding out.
Well, I'll tell you what. As far as the weekly weirdness, I actually had... that was interesting. We almost basically went back-to-back-to-back theories, in a way. I had something that was... I could have added another theory, but I'm not going to go for it. It's actually something that I think we might revisit later down the line, because it has to do with the recently... 13 million declassified CIA pages, which I think a lot of theories will come from that. But we'll get into that another time.
MK Ultra?
What's that? No. But there's a lot of stuff that I've been reading about
You said 13 million pages.
13 right? million pages of declassified.
What's amazing is the internet will pick through those pretty quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I'm finding a lot of stuff. So we'll visit that another time. But I want to get into some goofy shit. You guys looking to get your hair cut anytime soon?
Yeah.
I'm
actually overdue. I'm getting mine cut tomorrow. I'm thinking about going to this guy, man. They're calling him the Blowtorch Barber. Have you seen him?
Oh, I saw this guy.
You have not seen this?
Mm-mm, fill me in.
Look how he cuts his people's hair.
That's ballsy.
People, if you're out there, YouTube, hold on, here's a video here. Let me see. But YouTube, the Blowtorch Barber, and just see what comes up. Let me see what this video is. Okay, I thought that was a news story. It's not. But basically what this guy's doing, I don't even know what it is. Where is he at? He's in Gaza. So,
Israel?
I'm not going to get cut by him. But
no.
This guy's coming.
I wouldn't advise it.
This guy's coming up with his own new thing, man. Where mid-cut, instead of like using like, you know, people like scissor your hair, you know, that's like art. He loads up this grease shit into your hair and literally lights it on fire. He lights your hair on, and while it's on fire, I don't know what the substance is that he uses. Here we go. He applies the fire for 10 to 15 seconds, multiple times.
That seems too long, man.
Dude, that's way too long.
That's getting really, really hot.
And if you watch the video,
one assistant, two.
Well, here's the thing. That
would be hot.
If you watch the video, you can see that while it's on fire, he's like doing things. He's like combing it, and like so while it's on fire, he'll comb the guy's hair over to the left side. It'll burn the left side of his head. Then he'll comb it over to the right side. It'll burn a little bit over here, and then he'll like put it out. Then he'll reapply, light it, and like comb a certain way. And it's just like he's not cutting it; he's burning it.
Dude, I'm flabbergasted.
But who was the first motherfucker to sit down and be like, "Yeah, burn the shit out of my scalp. Let's see if this
works." I trust you. You're my boy. Light it up.
Yes. Yeah. Try to catch my hair on fire.
That's what happens when you live in a war zone?
Like,
man.
I want a hot new cut. Just I got exactly what you're looking
for. Well, see, here's the other thing, too, that really blows my mind.
Goo, emphasis on the hot.
Here's what blows my mind. As you can see from this picture right here, but if you watch the YouTube video, all the guys that are sitting there, no facial expression, not even a wince. They're just like,
oh, how can you have a facial expression? You're getting burnt.
I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the world, Nick, but that ain't shit. They ain't
worried. I don't care. I don't. Man, it's like, it looks really hot. Like,
it looks like it does. That fire does look hot.
But there's not a lot of, like, there's like a big flame, though. Like, it's not just like a little burning. It's
a really big flame.
Yeah.
It's a full on fire.
Hey, do you have a before and after?
No.
Oh.
You got to watch the YouTube video for that.
I guess they just die.
Yeah, they just get a burnt scalp and then it's all gone. It's like the same thing as like getting your
he's dead, but that haircut looks good.
Yeah,
fresh as fuck.
Don't worry about the third degree burnt scalp underneath of it. But.
I just thought it was funny because I take my haircuts pretty seriously, and I would love for somebody to bring that, to propose that to me. I'd probably just have to slap them right then.
Yeah, I take the hair I have left pretty seriously. Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you get fire next to that. That's for sure.
Nah.
Not happening. Dude, mine's way too dry and wispy, dude. I go up in flames.
Oh, dude, me too. Start
real quick.
Me too, man.
A wildfire.
Real quick. Yeah,
I got this curly, crazy hair, and it wouldn't be good, man.
I need to Pantene this.
Be no good.
Would soak this thing up.
What you got over there, Keith? I see you.
So, earlier this week, lady detained in a U.S. airport, forget what state, Virginia. Flying into Virginia. I forgot what country she's coming from. Damn it. Mongolia.
Okay.
Arrived with 13 pounds of horse meat.
What?
Yeah. Specifically what? Genitalia.
What?
13 pounds of horse genitalia. Wait. Now, if you've ever been to the zoo, you know 13 pounds of horse genitalia.
It's about 13.
Yeah, I would say that thing's about 13 pounds,
what?
Dude.
What?
Yeah. Claims it was for medical purposes.
Yeah, where was she flying into? That's what I wanted to ask.
Virginia.
Whoa, that's weird. It's Sterling, some type of weird Chinese medicine, I bet. They do
some weird stuff.
Yeah, but
Eastern medicine, yeah. Dude. I don't believe in this.
No, 13
pounds. Don't.
Like, I'll believe in like herbs and stuff like that. Like, I'll drink certain teas or something like that, you know?
How'd she pass the detectors to get onto the plane?
I mean, it's not going to set off a metal detector.
They still got to look through your bag. Like, they still scan
it. It's probably like average stuff. And
I guess
Mongolia,
not on your big
packages,
I guess. Or your big bags, I guess they don't. Like, do they?
Do you think?
I think they do, but it might not set off any, you know.
You think this is how
probably started stinking or something?
Defeated Alexander the Great and the Greeks.
What?
Horse cock? Make you strong.
Yeah, dude, you get
that was Native American. That was terrible.
Something about that history didn't seem right, too. By the way,
yeah, I don't know.
Genghis Khan, I'm pretty sure, and Alexander the Great were not contemporaries of each other.
Either way, man. Listen,
who did Genghis Khan defeat? The Persians?
Like everybody, but he like barely went into Europe.
Yeah,
but he defeated everybody.
Good for him. He did it all with horse cock.
Horse,
you heard it here first.
Horse junk and donkey cheese, man. That's all you need. Life.
Dude,
that's life.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's disgusting, by the way.
Yeah,
that she tried sneaking 13 pounds. That's a lot.
It's a
and to just be like, this is average. It's normal. Like, what? No, this is not normal. Like, I've heard of like people eating horse meat.
Yeah, for sure.
But never like genitalia.
Especially the Mongolians were giant horse meat consumers.
Oh yeah, and actually,
they're horse people.
Sicily, you can still eat horse meat.
I think you can still eat horse meat here.
I don't think so.
I think
because they got detained.
Yeah, but it's probably because you're not allowed to.
They had to come out with a certain certificate.
You're probably not allowed to import it, though. Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat horse.
No, I wouldn't either. I would not eat.
No, but it'd be that, way too lean.
But
man.
Isn't that funny that, like,
no way.
Picking and choosing about that? Like, why not?
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting, but oh, God.
Could you imagine, like, a 10-year-old girl hearing about this?
She's going to eat what? A pony? My Little Pony?
That is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Griff, you got anything?
I'm trying.
I don't. I think we. Oh, I mean, kind of. I don't know how interesting this is, but I found it kind of funny. Mick Jagger has apparently has an unpublished autobiography that he doesn't remember writing.
Oh, I thought he birthed another kid at 70. Yeah. Fucking 107.
He's like a full autobiography that's like pretty good, apparently.
He just like found it?
But he's like, yeah, I don't really, I kind of remember writing this a little bit, but he doesn't remember.
Then you know it's got to be good.
Did he think he was going to die at 60?
It's a full book, man. How do you not remember writing a full book?
I mean,
you know, there's a lot of co-authors.
No. Apparently, this is like him. This is like pre-publishing. This is all his own.
Hey, that guy's lifestyle that he lived, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, he doesn't remember writing it.
Billion years old, man.
Yeah,
and he's lived the rock and roll life that
for
whole
sure got
time.
Some kind of dementia, or
well, yeah,
he's going. Yeah, he's definitely got. But I'll tell you what, right now,
there
though,
are nice anecdotes, and they're like him tripping on acid and jumping on a giant stallion and roaring off into the sunset.
Climb up on my faithful steed.
Well, how good of a marketing ploy is this, though? I mean,
it's good.
Yeah,
it is good.
Does that not interest you?
I didn't even think about that.
Super interested. Yeah. We have another theory.
If he doesn't remember it, then it's got to be some good stuff in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to read it.
No.
But I'm just not that interested in this man's life.
Someday. Well, I'm pretty interested in his life, honestly. I bet that's an amazing
read. It's going to be a lot of cocaine, hookers, and...
That's always good stuff. But it's good stories.
But it's more cocaine and hookers than like anybody else ever.
Yeah, like a long time of that, though.
Yeah.
Like a lifetime.
40, 50 years of it. And he's still going.
Yeah.
Still having kids.
Well, he just had a kid.
Wow. With his like 29-year-old girlfriend. So hats off to you, sir.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Crazy. Hey, he's going to sell a lot of books either way, no matter what, if he came out a book or not. But that
he's somehow going to outlive us all, and that's the weird part.
He might be a part of the vampire crew.
I think he's already getting new parts. I think they already have new parts available.
You think
so? Certain people,
he might have them.
The rich,
man.
It's really
the only thing that makes
the elites.
You can't tell me he's on his first liver and stuff. Like,
there's no way, dude. Well, we just talked about a kid a couple weeks ago selling his kidney.
Yep.
Really?
To pay for an iPhone.
Yeah.
To pay for an iPhone.
Yeah,
it's a fair trade. I see where he's coming from.
Absolutely not. It's pretty sad.
I don't know, man. You only need one kidney, but you really need one iPhone.
Yeah, but like we said before, I still want a booze, man. Too young to sell my kidney right now, man.
I'm with you.
I still have time to mess it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm with you. I'd be in deep trouble. So.
Fellas, you know we haven't had one in a while. So I figured it was only right for me to bring it to the table. And that's right, if you guessed it. Finally, for it's been a few weeks, but Florida Story of the
Florida
Week.
Florida, hail to King Lochte.
We are going to Florida!
Now, for this Florida Story of the Week, I'm giving also award out. And it's Dad of the Year award.
Oh, okay.
So you get a mug?
Dad of the Year / Florida Story.
Does it include like an 8x9 mugshot?
Not of him.
Or just a nice coffee mug.
Oh, really?
There is a mugshot, but not of him. That's why he's Dad of the Year.
Okay.
Because you know, dads get rightfully so, sometimes they get bad reps for, you know, maybe not necessarily being, you know, the best or most controlling parent out of the two, a lot of times.
Yeah,
you know,
fair.
If we're talking like stereotypically,
sure. There's a lot of strict fathers out there, but I feel fair.
But, you know, like that's TV fair. Shows, yeah. You know, like if we're, the media that we see, I think. Well,
Ray Romano.
Like, kind of lived up to the case here, I think.
Ray Romano.
Yeah, you think of like.
God, I don't know why he's
that's the only sitcom that pops to mind is Ray Romano?
Yep. First one that came to mind.
No, the first one that comes to me is Modern Family, like Phil Dunphy.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like the goober, but he's just clueless. You know, he's just like the clueless dad. He's cool, but he's a clueless dad.
First one that pops in my mind along the Phil Dunphy line, Tim the Toolman Taylor.
There you go.
Okay. I grew up on Home Improvement.
Right, that's
you
know?
So let's see. What's her name? I'm getting Chelsea Wilson. That's the girl's name. Was arrested Friday after she robbed a bank in Fort Lauderdale. Now, Chelsea's only 24 years old.
You need to chill out, Chelsea.
She's out here robbing banks. But the thing is she actually was suspected and later, I think, found guilty for 5 previous bank robberies. So she was on a little bit of a bender here. But the thing is Dad of the Year award goes because her dad unknowingly supplied the drive to and getaway car.
Oh God, no!
That's so slick.
I gotta go make a deposit, Dad.
This girl is so slick.
Told her dad that she was going to the bank for a job interview. Fresh out of college, was going for a job.
You got a picture of this girl?
Yeah,
she's attractive. Like
normal looking, right? Yeah. Normal looking.
Yeah. It's like Danny Ocean in Training.
So here's okay. It gets better though, guys. So
they got a new one coming out with women, by the way.
No way.
Ocean's 8, yeah.
So you guys saw the picture. She's blonde. After she gets out of her dad's car for her interview, she changes, puts glasses on, and puts on a red-haired wig.
No.
Goes in there, robs the bank. But here's hilarious.
Raggedy Ann.
Here's the exact quote that the cashier gave the police. She said, "You have exactly 1 minute to give me all of your $50 and $100 bills from both of the drawers, or I will shoot you. No die packs, no alarms, follow these instructions, and no one will get hurt. Act normal." Sounds like somewhat of a professional bank robber.
Sounds real pro. Yeah.
If I was going to rob a bank, man, I'd go and pop somebody immediately.
Wow.
That's unnecessary.
Wow.
You just upped your jail time significantly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one in charge here. You're not doing anything that I don't want you to do. That's how I do it.
He's really showing.
The sociopath
is
showing.
It's really
coming out. If you're
going
to do it, you got to do it right.
Oh, my God. That's terrible, actually.
And your definition of doing it right is killing somebody.
It's not killing somebody. It's just maybe firing off a round.
Well, I thought you said you're going to pop somebody.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Pop somebody, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Keith, let me ask you this.
You got to pull the mic on him here.
No, this actually goes to the story. If you're in that circumstance, what's the minimum that you walk out of that door with? Like, do you have
minimum of the bank robbery.
Yeah, like amount.
That I would try and pull?
That you want, like, to be satisfied.
Like, no, not that you want, but let's say things aren't going exactly as planned. Like, what do you, you know, I mean,
I feel like you never know what you have until you get out the door.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I was going to do a bank robbery, I'd go in, immediately pop somebody, pop in the air.
Oh, my God.
Be like, listen up. Give me all the cash. And you know what, though? If I don't walk out with anything in under a minute and a half, I'm comfortable with that. Okay, I got to be out of there.
Yeah, you're going time.
A minute and a half.
That makes sense.
Oh, I feel like, 90 seconds or less, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what she made off with. A whopping $300.
Oh, fuck.
That's rough.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I would say 50 grand's my like, I'll be disappointed if I have less than 50 grand and I just pulled a class A felony.
So,
yeah. I'd go John Dillinger style, though. Just be America's Most Wanted, kind of.
But then you can't shoot people, because he was very well liked because he didn't hurt.
That is true.
He didn't hurt the common
people.
He only hurt
the cops.
Yeah. People tried to give him their money. He said, no, I'm only here for the bank's money.
So here's what confirms the Dad of the Year, because then she gets back to the SUV.
Yeah.
And he tells the cops that he honestly thought that it was that she got the position and it was like a cash advance for her job.
$300 cash advance
for
to
her
get
job.
Hired?
You
haven't even proven yourself. Why would you get a cash advance?
I don't. What job gives you a cash advance? I mean, like,
because
really,
this girl is slick. She is a con artist and she tricked her dad.
It's because this guy's he's a Floridian. That's why.
Yeah.
He's got the brain eating.
Or his daughter is a future criminal genius. Yeah.
Well,
one or the other.
So
she got caught.
She's not a current criminal. She's working on it.
So after admitting to all 5 of the robberies that she was suspected for, her reasoning for robbing these banks was she told the police for grocery money.
Hey, man, gotta eat. Gotta eat.
That's true. You gotta eat.
What are you gonna... How many groceries are you getting with $300?
Like, you get like a cart full, maybe.
Yeah, dude, you're good for a couple weeks.
you're one person.
And she's obviously, like, I'm guessing living with her parent. If her dad drove her, like, she's got to be somewhat close. I mean, I don't know. That's an assumption, but still.
I could imagine how this went down. Like, hey, Dad,
what are you doing today? I need to write to a job interview, you know? And then dad's like, okay, sweetheart.
Finally, she's going to get a job.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank God.
Finally, I can get this girl out of my house, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then he pulls up, you know, good luck, sweetheart.
I'll be out here waiting.
I'll be out here waiting.
Wig and shades on. And
oh, dad, don't worry about the wig and shades. What do you think is happening?
No, he didn't see that.
He didn't see the wig and shades.
Yeah, she did that on the walk. On the walk, too.
You're not going to walk?
He's not very observant.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to watch your daughter walk in?
Dad of the year, man. He probably just drove off, got a coffee or something. So I'll pick you up in 10.
What would just be amazing.
That's terrible,
the scene that's just something in my head that's really entertaining. Is imagine if he's like, oh, man, I need to grab 20 bucks. So he gets up and walks into the bank. Oh. And his daughter's sitting in there holding up the joint. Like,
that would be even funnier.
Whoa.
That'd be, wow, Chelsea.
Give me a 20. Give me a 20.
That's hilarious.
Meet you at the car, Chels. Good luck.
Whoa, I'm going to turn around.
Yeah.
And then she comes out, I was like, did you see that redheaded girl robbing the place? Like, how oblivious.
That was crazy.
How oblivious would this guy be?
Well, dad of the year.
Would he still not realize it's her?
Yeah.
God.
So, yeah. Florida, man. That's all I'm going to say. Florida.
Also, like,
hail to King Lochte.
What bank can you rob nowadays? Like, I don't think
people still do it all the time.
Oh, I know.
I don't know why people do that. Like, it's you're not going to get away with
the
it.
The one right next to, like,
apparently they do.
Yeah,
people like, get away. I guarantee you.
People get away with it, but you don't get that much. It's not like the grand bank robberies. I mean, you get a couple grand, maybe.
Well, what I'm thinking is, like, people don't want to, like, the media doesn't want to give these people the spotlight.
So I think that's
because
100% what it is.
I'm pretty sure that bit us in the ass back in the day.
Yeah,
putting
the narrative out there that you couldn't possibly get away with it, I think is very effective.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah,
deters.
It's
a
also
lot
like
of,
there's also that narrative that like I'm regretting thinking if you ran from the cops, like you get caught 100% of the time.
Yeah,
I always thought that that's totally not true.
It was totally
most
not
of the time
true.
They won't even pursue.
Yeah,
like
yep. It's nuts.
Not telling people to run from the cops out there. By the way,
now if you're young and you're a teenager, like it. You can run around the cops easy.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Oh, but I mean, even in a car.
Especially if you live like, in a car. Yeah.
In a car, people
don't
still get away from the car.
Motorcycles all day.
And normal cars, like a lot of times they won't pursue.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the municipalities will have a do not chase like policy.
Yeah.
They don't want high speed chases going on through their municipality.
You're
it's just not worth it.
Endangering citizens.
Yeah. A lot of times it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've all had the high school parties running as in some form hopping the fence in the city the fences
neither,
you know
I will neither confirm nor deny that I've gotten away many times.
Yeah, I drank underage and ran from the cops.
Really?
I was joking.
I confirm nor deny.
He didn't catch it.
I didn't pick up on the sarcasm.
Sorry. So many times though, man. Back in the trail days.
Oh,
you
God.
Kidding me?
Well, now you run 5Ks, you'd be easy. You'd get away easy.
That's right. That's right.
I actually got a lot of shit talked on me when I was younger because I always ran, no matter what. If a cop knocked on the door, I'm out the back door fucking running. Are you kidding me?
It seemed like the best policy back then. It really did.
Dude, I don't,
especially if you were in the county. Like, they were going to bust
God,
your balls.
Like,
where'd Keith go? Like, oh, he's at home already.
He gone.
There was a cop car that drove down the street earlier. He ran away.
Yeah, he's gone.
Dude, I don't play around with that, man.
Yeah,
I like my clean record. I want to keep it that way.
I respect it.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
All right, pretty fellas. Much. If you got anything else, say it now before we get out of here and wrap this up.
Forever hold your peace for like
nothing?
5 days.
Nothing?
No.
All right, I'm going to save it. I got something else, but I'm going to save it for next week. Okay, well, shout outs. Who you got? What you got?
Shout out St. Louis Cardinals, DeWitt family. I know we lost a couple draft picks. Not happy about MLB coming down on us, but, you know, feel like it was fair. But spring training started. Let's go Redbirds.
Okay.
All right, we'll give Kevin Krupp, it was his birthday a couple days ago. I told him I'd give him one.
Shout out.
Homeboy since day one.
Shout out.
And Max Pub and Grub, our buddy's restaurant. Give it a try. It's good shit.
Wow. Okay. A little advertising shout out. I like that. Okay.
We getting paid for this?
We should, Mac, if you hear this.
Yeah. Throw us a couple beers, man.
I'm semi-serious.
I mean, I'll take a beer.
Yeah. Like, give me a beer. For me, man, shout out. We already said it, but, you know, it was our the city's birthday. So shout out to the city of St. Louis, man. We love this place, right? Even as crazy and weird of a place it can be at times, you got to love it.
I wouldn't have been brought up anywhere else.
That's right. And next week we'll be out and be showing the love and the history love full throttle next week. So the only thing I can think of is shout out to the city, man. 1764. They landed down Laclede Landing down there. And
Those French
guys just set things up, man. Weird.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Fur trapping sons of guns.
So, yeah. Shout out.
Nothing else, Tim?
I mean, Dolphins keep doing your thing. Keep passing that puffer fish.
Shout out.
You know, humpback whales keep doing your hero game.
Okay.
Keep it real.
Okay. Pretty soon we're gonna have a list. He's gonna like bring out like a piece of loose leaf paper or something, or he's gonna look at his phone and be like, "Okay," and it's gonna just be like otters, 15
otters,
different.
Otters, I respect your oyster game. Next,
it's gonna be like, "Okay,
fuck otters, dude."
Whoa, well, yeah, I don't really have an opinion on otters.
Sea rats.
Ooh,
sea rats.
It's kind of mean though. They're nice.
How do you feel about
freshwater rats?
How do you feel about platypuses?
Too. Genetically disformed.
Okay.
They are weird looking.
Yeah, they are bizarre.
All right, We're not getting into this.
I know, they have a stinger.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
They have a stinger, people.
It's a mammal that is poisonous.
God, we should have an episode just where Griff goes into like oceanic animals or...
Oh, no, one more shout out.
What?
Planet Earth season 2.
Yes, yes.
Coming out
tomorrow
night.
Super excited for that, actually.
Yeah, get ready.
Who's narrating?
I'm not sure. There should be Snoop Dogg, but I don't think it's
Oprah this year.
It's not.
I'm not sure.
No, I actually don't know.
You've all seen the video of the lizard escaping all the snakes.
Oh yeah,
that's a clip. A clip from that.
It went extremely viral. You wouldn't know because your social media presence is minimal.
I stay away from the internet, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want my mind controlled.
Yeah, if you're out there and you know, you've seen the video of the what is it? What kind of
it
animal?
Was?
It's
an iguana.
Iguana getting rid of the baby snakes.
And these something snakes
outrunning the snakes.
That you've all seen is a clip from this new season of Planet Earth.
It will be good. I've seen other stuff too. It's going to be awesome.
It's
just
phenomenal.
Like the first season was
phenomenal.
And it won a bunch of awards. This one probably will too. Okay. No more shout outs. We're done. We're going to wrap it up. Listen, we appreciate you guys checking in with us. Check us out. Facebook, Twitter, and of course iTunes. Give us a rate and review. Let us know how we're doing. If you got anything to say or any, you know, comments or anything like that, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Keep in touch. We would love to hear from you. And with that, I guess we'll say we're going to wrap it up. We're going to get out of here, and we will see you next week.
Later, dudes.
Peace.
You say what I'm going to say.
Like exact words?
In my head. I'm going to say later.
And then he says it, and then it just completely threw you off.
Like last week, I think I was going to say deuces, and he doesn't deuces.
So then, like, once he says it, just completely.
And I want to have to go back to check you later. No, he's not going to say that.
You don't know what you're going to say. And it's just like
troll you without even knowing.
Yeah, it's really starting to get to me, Keith.
Then Griff's thinking in his head, like, what do I say? Check you later. Oh,
goodbye.
No, I just watched Christmas Vacation the other day. Later, dudes.
And when he goes slipping down the hill.